I just want to see, obviously, good vision, good knowledge of how the play is being blocked, decisive running, continuing to improve in his knowledge of pass protections. You know, just good, solid play. Take care of the ball, number one.
All right, there's Bill O'Brien on Deontay Foreman, what he wants to see. Before we go on, before we move on to that and that conversation, so Think Tank Dank is on the line. This is the guy you had the altercation with on Saturday at the watch party.
Near altercation.
Think Tank, what's going on, man?
How's it going? How are y'all doing this morning?
Good. How are you? What was your perspective on this whole thing?
Well, no, I mean, Gupta explained it perfectly, but Seth, I definitely should have used different verbiage or actually used more words, I guess. Instead of just saying take a knee. But hey, I will take an L because if you look at, or I will take a W because if you look at the picture, you are front and center taking a knee.
So. Well, I know. That's where I got caught in that weird. I kind of realized what was going on in the middle of it all, but there's still that part in the back of your mind where, like, yeah, but he still might have been talking smack to me, so I'm just going to, like, I'm not going to smooth things over, but I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Yeah, you're right. I needed to take a knee because I was the tallest guy there, so I went down in the front and took a knee. I'm kind of glad I did, though, by the way. Think Tank Dank, because now when I look at that picture, I'm kind of front and center. It almost looks like I'm.
You are. You're definitely front. I mean, you're the face of Sports Radio 610. You got to be front and center, right?
It does. It looks like my crew or something. But then I feel, you know what though? I feel guilty because you ended up way in the back, and I can barely see your face.
Hey, that's probably for the best. I would have broke the camera.
Yeah. So at that point, you weren't nervous like at any point there that I was going to make it physical or anything, were you?
No, I definitely had my loophole brothers there. I'm pretty sure Pavetex would have jumped on your back like a spider monkey for me.
Pavetex would have taken me out for a latte.
So basically what we've determined here is that the take a knee phrase is now very polarized.
It's charged, yeah.
Charged even
though Seth's a right winger.
No. Even if you're telling someone directly they should take a knee.
It wasn't. I honestly, when I was asking him what's the joke, I honestly didn't get, because take a knee now can mean many things. It used to be like take a knee, the way I took it initially was just like, take a seat. You know, like, it's time for you to sit
up. I can also
see
that.
Almost like really dismissive. That would have charged me up way more than if he was trying to make a Kaepernick joke or something. I was actually saying, like, all right, well, like, flesh this joke out a little bit more, because I'm genuinely not understanding what the hell you're talking about. So it was all good.
Good job by you, Think Tank Dank. So we had this conversation, like, happened, I think, late in the show Monday, as I recall. This whole Deontay versus Kiki QT battle. Who is more valuable? Uh-huh. I think it's clearly QT. They need this guy on the field. They need his speed. And I think that, because I just don't know what Deontay, like, I hope that Deontay Foreman is decent. But the problem is that his success also relies on the offensive line, run blocking consistently.
I think there are times, though, where it's a two-party proposition with the running game. It's that the offensive line has its weaknesses, but the running backs have their weaknesses as well. And you need everything working in concert. I think, like, in my mind, theoretically, Foreman has the ability to push the pile a little bit and make small openings into at least something to where at least you're getting positive yards. I don't need magical 29-yard runs, you know, or things that turn the table necessarily. I need somebody who can consistently churn out 4 yards or just 3 yards even and not put you behind in the downs. So Deontay Foreman theoretically could be that guy, but I think we've overly romanticized a little bit just how good he looked last year. It was, he had a few good spells in those last couple games. He was really coming into form. In my mind, I'm saying, all right, Deontay Foreman, if he can be what you hope he can be, I would take that in the playoffs more so than a Kiki QT, because I think that balances everything out. Right? I think that gives you, that makes it easier for Deshaun Watson because you keep manageable down and distance. Versus Kiki QT, who is that threat, but I don't know if he helps you move the sticks as consistently as a really good run game.
I just think that I don't know if Foreman's going to bring a good running game by himself. Like, yeah. I think you're looking at max maybe 5-8 yards per game that you're looking at, and the fact that they have not had him active yet, I mean, to me indicates
you mean 5-8 carries per game.
Yeah.
5 to 8 yards per game is what they're getting right now.
That is what at least the last two games.
In the first half, at least, yeah.
I think that I'm hoping that Foreman can come in and be decent. That's my hope. I think QT can come back and be an impact player.
Yeah.
I really believe that. Like, I think what we saw against Indianapolis, I think that's there, especially based on the way a team might game plan for them in the wild card round or hopefully the divisional round. Like, I think he can be a real difference maker for this offense.
And I do think too, cause he's perfect for where Deshaun Watson is in his development right now. Deshaun's being very careful with the football, which is what you should do, especially if you're playing with a good defense, you're a rookie or a young quarterback. Be careful with the football, but sometimes that means that he's wanting and needing to see guys wide open if he's going to throw it to him early in the down. And even then, sometimes he's not throwing to guys early in the down when they're wide open. I think he has this lust for yardage in that he'd much rather always take the 10 to 15 to 20 yard route versus what's easy and open and available. Look, on first down, a 5 yard pass reception is not a bad thing. But with QT, at least, when he sees him open underneath, he sees the potential for run after the catch.
Yeah, he knows he can make a play.
Yeah, he's perfect for the blend of what Deshaun Watson needs at this point in his career.
You know, it's interesting that you guys bring this up. We are, of course, the morning show on Sports Radio 610, home of the Houston Texans. And I don't know how this was put together so quickly, but it appears that Deontay Foreman and the committee to get Deontay Foreman back on the field has actually released a political advertisement against Kiki QT.
Kiki QT wants you to think he has a really bad hamstring injury. But what's he really hiding? Perhaps he's hiding from the fact that the Texans drafted Deshaun Watson and not his college teammate Patrick Mahomes. Kiki QT prefers frog people to Michael Jordan, prefers the Texans offense in the Stone Age. Not so cute now, is he?
This advertisement was paid for by Yo. Why the f*** are they letting me? I mean, why aren't they letting Deontay Foreman play?
I like it.
The Deontay Foreman versus Kiki QT. Whose injury? Which guy are we more likely to blame for him not coming back from his injury yet?
Deontay.
Oh, except Deontay's got an Achilles.
Yep.
He's a running back coming from an Achilles. I'm pointing my finger at Mike Meltzer. I'm pointing my finger at Bill O'Brien. I point my finger at everybody. Have we forgotten that he's got an Achilles tendon? Have we forgotten that this is an 18-month injury?
Well, that's fine. Then in that, it just seems like they haven't been thrilled with him. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that I've gotten this impression.
Maybe it's a little bit of the old Bill Parcells, this is the way you treat a rookie or a young player.
Just, maybe.
You're not going to give this guy any love until he earns it.
Well, maybe they'll be forced to play him on Sunday. We shall see, depending on the status of Lamar Miller.
But there's been no shade thrown at Kiki QT. But the difference is he has an active hamstring injury, and there's only so much you can do. You know, you can't tell a speedy little wide receiver to gut it out through a hamstring.
This is true. It basically makes him useless on the field.